I picked up a local newspaper recently and I saw an editorial on hydration and thought that'd be a good storyline for My Take, my weekly blurb on KECO. With Oklahoma temperatures hovering in the low to mid 90s, it's important to remind folks to remain hydrated, especially if you're working outside. I've got a special angle, though. Sometimes you can take hydration too far, like the time I removed a large electric motor from my aunt's chicken egg farm back in Arkansas. Her farm had just recently gone out of operation while ours was still active. We had 65,000 laying hens, and we gathered eggs basically all day. It was highly labor-intensive, what with gathering, cooling, and storing the eggs, washing down the houses regularly, fixing the feeders, and scooping out the litter, sometimes known as poop, and other lesser words. 65,000 laying hens eat a lot of chicken feed, and contrary to the saying, it ain't scratch. When you go through about 22 tons each week, 22 tons of chicken feed makes a lot of chicken poop, litter. Well, old Aunt Ruby had this motor, you see, large motor, just going to waste. Knew it'd run well over $1,000 to replace. It was a motor that turned an auger that pulled the litter out of her chicken house. Though we had one on our farm, two actually. You never know when you might need another one. She's had to just come over and get it and keep it. The problem was, it was still hooked up, bolted to the end of the auger, and unlike ours, it was stationed over the center of the litter pit. But I had a plan. Have you ever seen a chicken litter pit? Ever seen a small swimming pool 8 to 15 foot deep? You're beginning to get the picture, aren't you? Well, my farm help and I carried out my well-thought-out game plan. We'd work on top of the pit, remove the large bolts holding the motor, and be back to our farm lickety-split. We took an aluminum extension ladder over to Ruby's farm, extended it from one side to the other, placing it over both sides of the pit walls. For safety, we hooked a large chain on the motor, just in case we dropped it. We're no dummies. We laid a large sheet of plywood on top of the extension ladder, though it extended off both sides of the ladder. No problem. We'd just be super careful. And it all would have worked like a charm if we hadn't dropped the darn thing on the plywood. It slipped. First, it kind of bounced on the plywood a little bit. It all happened in slow motion. We looked at each other like we'd dodged a bullet. Then all of a sudden, the aluminum ladder buckled and we all ended up in the drink, so to speak. Plywood, motor, bolts, and tools, chain, busted ladder, him and me. We were fortunate that the chain hadn't wrapped around one of our arms or legs, pulling us to the bottom. I can't remember how we got out. There aren't any steps or railings leading out of your typical chicken litter pit. Why would there be? Who's going to jump into a chicken manure pit? Maybe we climbed up the chain. I really don't remember. But the motor? We retrieved it, of course. We were brilliant enough to have first hooked a chain to it and pulled it up and out. Thank goodness we had been so smart, exhibiting our superior intelligence. We each got to our respective homes, took showers, and then realized it was kind of funny. But we never got the smell out of the pickup. Anyone thirsty? That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.